Now, how did you hook up for this project? Was this Doug's idea? Or was this the publisher's idea?
I think credit goes to a mutual friend of ours, Sarah Keenlyside, who's a filmmaker here. But she's known Doug for years, and she sent him my Bigfoot books about a year and a half ago, and didn't tell me about it, but I got an email from Doug, and then we had a phone call, a little phone conversation where he, you know, was very kind and said he liked my books, and from that came, you know, a kernel of an idea of working together, but it was never clear for a while what we were going to do, and until one day Doug came up with the, you know, the series of short stories for children, but not for children at all.
Starts at dark and twisted, and then it gets evil after that. After that.
And then there's an intermission in the middle with, like, dancing candy and that sort of stuff. There's moments of lightness in here, or at least I think there was. In the original draft, God, it was all, like, it was all
it's
giggles.
All puppies and sunshine.
Look, I mean, there's
changed the intent and entity.
There's the head of a elderly woman in a bell jar talking on a telephone. I mean, that's fun. I think there's fun moments in there.
Oh, there's lots of fun. It's
isn't that enough though?
Well, it reminded me of the Gashly Crumb Tinies.
The Gashly Crumb Tinies, I think. The Edward Gorey books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I just adore. And I'm guessing with your twisted sense of humor, you must get a kick out of them too.
I might have taken a look at them when I was a kid. Yes, they're quite good. And some of what's his name, Charles Adams, of course, and someone else made the suggestion this morning of Gary Larson.
A little farsightish.
Not the same punchline, but sort of the bleakness of a everyday situation. And in this case, ones that apply to childhood.
How do you go about a collaboration like this? So did he send you the manuscript and said, draw a picture here? Or did you look at it and go, well, oh, this would be really cool, this would be fun, I'd like to do this image?
It was more like that. I think it started out, at first it was just going to be, I would do, you know, one or two drawings for each story. And the book, I think at the beginning, was going to be quite a bit smaller. Or at least each story would be smaller and maybe more stories. But as we got into it, as he sent over the rough work, it just became so easy, so fluid to not only flesh the story out in the standard visual sense of, like, here's a visual representation of what's in the text, but also this sort of tangential storyline that goes on within the drawings that thankfully he really liked and publisher embraced. So we just started, you know, just adding bits on as we went along.
There are, to say the least, some bizarre characters, from a homicidal juice box,
mm-hmm.
To a zombie teacher.
Mm, I think the Kevin, what is the Kevin, the minivan with, is he the one with extremely low morals? I think it's the juice box that has extremely, no, sorry. We have,
in the incredible hostile jukebox, the hobo minivan with extremely low morals.
So Kevin the minivan that steals lunch money from kids by enticing them into the back seat and shaking them around enough that their iPods and change falls out, which he then takes to a fence so he can buy discount vodka
to put into his engine.
Yes,
it looks like
that old story.
And that one, I think that one actually comes closest to having some sort of redeeming moral to it. The moral of the story was you really shouldn't have hopes because they'll always be disappointment. Yeah. Let's drink.
Yeah, which is, you know, another way of saying, like, just be happy with what you have or something, you know, something more uplifting. It's, you know, you got to look at the counterpoint, too, but there's a couple in there. Who is it? The undead teacher, Mr. Fraser.
And you you actually got to do the backstory for that, because there's no mention of how he became a zombie, but you've got a panel at the beginning of the book.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about earlier. I was just like, well, you know, I thought that was a reasonable question. So I sat down one day with a piece of paper, and I'm like, well, how does somebody become an undead substitute teacher? And, you know, it was clear to me that, you know, he was once upon a time a really great, thoughtful substitute teacher teaching a grade 9 biology class where they were dissecting a frog. He walks around with his trademark coffee mug, and the bad kid in the class takes one of the formaldehyde-soaked bits of the frog, throws it in his coffee mug. Mr. Fraser takes a sip, and that turns him into undead Mr. Fraser.
Did you guys have fun doing this? I'm guessing it was a blast.
Oh, God, it was horrible the whole way through.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. And just so quick and almost effortless in a way. He'd say one thing. I'd, you know, go draw a picture, come back. It's just a very, very free, open, and rapid exchange of him developing the story and my end, which is fleshing it out visually.
The book is Highly Inappropriate Tales for Young People. I've been speaking with the illustrator, Graham Grimier, and the author is Douglas Coupland, and Highly Inappropriate Tales for Young People is published by Random House of Canada.